I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Letterkenny Gaels Bannister, Eddie Glacken. Eddie, reflecting on the year, big year for the Gaels, your first year managing.
Yeah, it's been enjoyable. It's actually flown in so far, Pádraig. I suppose we were trying out different things, getting used to the players. They were getting used to us during the league, and you know, we experimented a lot. So coming into the championship now, we've tried to get a wee bit more momentum and a settled team. And for the semi-final against Neve Breed was our fourth week in a row out. So, you know, there's a certain level of fitness and momentum going now. But yeah, it was a crazy semi-final. You know, it was one of them ones, after about 10 minutes, it was down to the two sets of players, tactics, everything seemed to go out the window. They just ended up in a shootout, and fair play to Neve Breed, you know, they were excellent too. But our lads, you know, they showed real mental strength in the second half, you know, to get improved. We had a very poor first half, and they got themselves back into the game, and then we had the fitness levels in, and obviously we had an extra man for the last 20 minutes as well, the extra time. So all in all, we're happy we're in a final against Carrindona now, and we're very happy to be there.
I suppose you've played Carrindona earlier in the group stages as well, Eddie, and you would have had a wee look at them then, but you know, a final's a different game really. But suppose having the advantage of playing them will potentially be an advantage, but again, a final comes with its own merits.
Oh, 100%, yeah. Like they're really good team. We knew that anyway. They were a very good team. The day we played them in the group, I think it finished up with 6 points ahead. But you know, there was large periods of that game where we played very well, would have been happy enough with. But it's like everything else. You know, you'll sit down and watch that game and the other games that we've seen of Cairn, and you'll try and take as much out of it and as many learnings. But I think for our lads, it was good we had them in the group, because you know, sometimes if you don't play a team and you're seeing the results, or you know, it's good just to see them in the flesh. You know, to just to realise that they're a football team like everybody else. They're a really good side. They're very well managed by Michael O'Donnell, and you know, a lot of people are seeing them as heavy favourites for this one, but being from Glen Swilly, that sits us well over the years.
No doubt you know how to deal with that as well, I suppose. And looking at your squad, like Ronan Frayne, big talk of Ronan within the county here as well. Conor McBurty as well, a goal machine by all accounts, you know, and Shea Doherty. And you have a lot of pedigree within your side, and trying to get them clicked, it, I suppose, has been the challenge for you going into the Gaels this year, and you've done that in the championship. And suppose one thing's the league's one thing, but I know about a Glen Swilly man, he's going to look at the championship first of all.
Oh, from the minute we went in there, the management team, as we've all been talking about, is championship. Like, we're getting the team ready for championship, and you're trying stuff. But yeah, Ronan's a sublime player, I have to say. And you know, I've just seen him, he's developing as a bit of a leader now too. You know, he's bringing all our players in it. McBurty's a machine. Connor's brilliant. He's one of the few forwards I've seen that he could get three chances, make a hems of two high, and he'll still get the next one. He'll still get the next one. It won't matter a damn high. He'll be going for it. And it's just a great way to have him. He's a good lad, and he's brought a lot to the groups as he's coming. He's good crack, and the lads all like him too. So yeah, he's a good player. And Shea Doherty's beginning to find the form of old too. Like Shea is just a poacher. Like, he's right place, right time, and he's going well. So to have three forwards of that ability, you know, in the championship, it is a big bonus, because a lot of these games, especially the new rules, they're coming down to scores, or who could get the scores or goals, whatever. So, you know, but it's like everything else, the whole team has to click. You know, you have a lot of good players like Jeremy Cahill there, Brian Diver, they're flying as well, you know. And like, it's like everything else, you know, it's when you get to a final, there's no bad teams in finals, whether you're favourites, not favourites. Everybody's come through the mill, they've all won the must win games. So we're looking forward to it.
Looking at your squad, I suppose in 2022 you're in the final as well. Letterkenny Gaels getting back into the intermediate is something you want to bounce right back up again. Retaining a couple of those players, I suppose, it's like every squad, it's been difficult, Eddie.
Yeah, 100%. Park, there's been a huge turnover of players since then. A lot of guys emigrated and whatnot after that. There, that happens. Like they were knocking on the door. They'd lost two finals in 19 and 21, and I suppose when they won it, they ended up for a lot. That was, you know, what they said to do. So we're kind of rebuilding. That they went down there for, they got relegated from the intermediate last year, you know, and probably had a difficult year or so after, you know, after winning the championship. So this year that we've kind of got a team together again there now. They're, you know, they're going well. There's five or six guys from the previous championship winning team, and they're still going well. And there are a lot of new boys coming through as well, and they're kind of bedding in now in the rigging. And you can see the confidence growing, especially playing with you like say Darren Hunter and Frayne and McBurty. They're all good leaders. They talk to the young lads. You can see them growing within the team since the championship started as well.
It's important disheartening, I suppose, from a Donegal perspective, for Letterkenny being such a big town, to have another team really getting into the intermediate. And how important is that from your point of view and the Gaels' point of view of development as well, to get into that intermediate championship? But first of all, you've got Cairn Donnet to look after, but how big of an advantage will that be?
I think the big thing about the Gaels at the minute is belief. They have a load of really good players, you know what I mean, surprisingly how good some of them are. You know that there's five or six guys in that Gaels team who get on any senior A team, you know, and that's the way it is. But it's the belief and stepping out of the shadow, and you know, they've a lot of good underage teams. They're getting to finals and stuff on a regular basis now. And the big thing is, and you've seen it with four Masters, you've seen it Niamh Connell for how many years, even ourselves at Glen Swilly, you've seen it. If you can get the underage success through to senior, like, you're going to have teams year after year competing at the highest level you can. So it does come down to that. But there's no reason for the here now for them to be able to compete at, you know, junior A level two at least, you know, and as I say, getting to the final. But, you know, getting to the final in itself isn't the end of the road. You know what I mean? When you get there, you want to be competitive in it. You want to try and win it. So, you know, there's like any team, you want to just strive to be the best you can be. So I think it's the same with the Gaels.
Looking at yourself, Eddie, you know, going into the Gaels, and you adopt a club for you, bringing that passion and bringing standards as well, and pushing the thing on. You're not just there for this year. You're obviously looking down the line.
Ah, well, listen, it's a 1 year job for now, but I've loved it. I have to say, I think it's like a lot of people are just involved in football for so long and just kind of needed a break for a year or so, and this job came up last autumn, and I thought, you know what, I'll give it a go. You know, I kind of lost the love of football a wee bit, and it's been a totally new experience, totally new players. The only thing similar is kind of a few of the backroom team have kept with me, and a few characters in there, like, you know, and the training, Conor, we got him in to do the coaching, and he's been brilliant, I have to say. And you know, it's been a great experience, and it's like everything else, you know. You're playing Cairn Donnet in the final, as you said, like, and you're looking forward to things to get there. But like, it feels like no time ago we were having our first team meeting and setting things out for the year. So it's went by in a flash, and it's been that busy this last couple. You haven't even thought of what comes after this year, but it's like everything else. At the end of the year, we'll sit down, and if everybody feels there's progress, and we'll hopefully go again for another year.
Something about getting into a final, I suppose, Eddie. You've been there with Glen Swally. You've been in the backroom teams and Donegal setups as well. So looking at that and bringing all that together, it's just a huge day for any club, especially on final day. And suppose you're going to bring all your experience on that day, keeping the lads calm and suppose composed. Big job to do, Cairn Donnet, formidable outfit.
100%. That's the big one. Like, Cairn Donnet, we'll give them the respect that they deserve. They're a really good team, and you know, they're a good bunch. They're a footballing team. You know, that's one of the things I admired about them the day we played them up in the Glebe. They were very all football. There was no dirt or, you know, there was nothing like that. I just thought to myself, they're well organised. Like, and their manager, Michael, obviously played at a high level in sport, and you can see that he's at organisation. So, like, and I can see why people have them favourites. But, you know, as you said there, Park, I watched Glen Swilly go from Division 2 to an Ulster Senior Club football final. Like, so I don't think from that day to this I've ever looked at a game and thought it isn't impossible. It's all about looking at the opposition and breaking them down and see what they do and see what you can do to disrupt that. So that's what we'll be aiming to do, and we'll see where it gets us.